Welcome, Epicures of the Printed and Poetic. I'm Dan.
I'm Olivia.
And we're your inaugural hosts for this maiden voyage of Paper Jam Podcast, bringing you the curious and variegated in the world of literature.
Here's some upcoming news about what's going on at Harrison this September. There will be an art exhibit on September 19th at 7:30 in the Art Gallery. On September 11th, Dr. Richard Harris, author of One Nation Under Curse, will be joining us to speak to creative writing students. The Fall Dance on September 24th is approaching quickly, so make sure to get your tickets. Dr. Mike Denham is also coming to speak to the creative writing students on September 25th.
Welcome to the Paper Jam Podcast Monthly Book Review. I'm Emily Denson, here with a review of Lois Lowry's The Giver. Most are familiar with this dystopian story from middle school. Even though the book was published in 1993, the movie adaptation was just released in theaters last month. Receiving a lot of lukewarm critical reviews, The Giver the movie did not live up to the expectation of readers. The book follows an 11-year-old boy named Jonas who lives within a society where people are stripped of feelings, thoughts, and emotions. Each generation, jobs are distributed to children within the society. A child is selected to carry the burden of these things for the whole entire community. In this generation in which the book takes place, the child is Jonas. He must undergo sessions with the previous aging carrier, the Giver, in which secrets are transferred to Jonas. The book tackles complex subjects such as individuality, suppression, and a government similar to a dictatorship in which everyone conforms to the ideals and wishes of the hierarchy. Lowry builds a story that focuses on the environment and society she has created, but remains character-driven throughout the book. Lowry's novel has withstood the test of time and will continue to do so for years to come. As a concrete portion of our education system, it's a child's introduction to the thrilling world of dystopia.
Throughout history, some literary works or bits of wisdom from various writers have preserved better than others. Our preserved fruit, a quote by Ernest Hemingway, "It's easy to write. All you do is sit down at a typewriter and bleed."
The featured student work from the Jam Jar is an untitled found poem by Casey Lehman. Doubt was not born that day. Doubt was already deeply settled. The traveler, still stunned by the horrific turn of events and struggling to pick up the pieces, uncovered a jumble of poorly considered actions and, precisely in tune, learned to stop worrying and love. That's it for this edition of Harrison School for the Arts Paper Jam Podcast.
Have a great day. Don't let your inkwell run dry.